Oh, hey there. I was searching for you around. What's wrong? Why are you here alone on the balcony? Is it because something's bothering you? No? Then what is it? Just needed some silence? No. No, I got you. Don't worry. To be honest, I was looking for the same thing. Yeah, sometimes being around so many people and listening to too many voices and music and all of that, it's tiring. I noticed that you went up and you didn't come back. So I got a bit worried. What do you mean? I did notice you. How could I not? Oh, you got a call? Was it an emergency? No? Oh, okay then. Is my party boring? You can be honest. To tell the truth, I'm expecting it to be boring. You would say that because of my parents' wealth and position, I get to host a lot of parties, but we don't. They are mostly away. The house ends up being more of a place for them to sleep than for them to live. It gets lonely. And because of that, I kind of wanted to host one for the first time. You think I'm doing well? Thank you. The stars are so beautiful, right? Yeah, I mostly watch them from my window, but I've never done it from this balcony before. To think that you found a much better spot to do that in my own house. Sometimes I wonder how much I actually know myself. People have already made me believe a lot of things that I might be or might not be. Huh? Oh, yeah, I mean it as in the way they treat me. They act as if I'm someone who has never done anything wrong, always praising me for even the tiniest things. It all feels a bit artificial, even now at this party. Come on, admit it. I barely have music and food. People are mostly enjoying the pool and the TV. A lot of them must be thinking that it sucks, but they won't tell me. They refer to me as a star. Beautiful, bright. Even some would say that because of the out of this world thing. But look at them, the stars. So distant, so lonely. Even when they all look close to each other, in reality, they're separated by a huge distance. It seems like such a tragic fate to be a star. I hope that I won't end up like that. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to. You don't mind? Thank you. You were really nice. Yeah, I know that we only talk at times because we have some of the same classes, but still. from the times that I have talked to you, I can tell that you're a good guy. Also, we were the only ones there back then. When it was raining and classes got suspended. But we still went to school. Right? But it was a fun day. I got to know you a bit better after all. Huh? What about the party? It's okay. I'm not missing much. Besides, it was mostly guys trying to flirt with me. I still don't get it. Is it only because of my wealth? Huh? What else could it be? I'm not that smart or funny. Good grades don't necessarily tell that I'm smart. And the little star trivia was just because I like to read a lot, that's all. My hair? Sorry, but I'm not following. Because of my hair, they are trying to flirt with me? Oh, you like my hair. Is that what you tried to say? Thank you. Oh, no, I don't think that you're trying to flirt with me. Could you imagine? Yeah, it was just a compliment. Nothing more. Say, aren't you a bit cold? Yeah, the nights are getting colder and colder. And with the breeze. You wanna keep looking at the stars? No, really. I mean it. Come on, follow me. This is my room. Thank you. I try to clean it as much as I can. So, yeah. This is the window I was talking about. The moon is usually visible from it. Oh, but there aren't that many stars tonight. Sorry, I just thought that... It's okay. Thanks. Oh, but here, lay on my bed. I don't mind. I want to show you something. Okay, I'll turn off the lights and see? I have glowy star stickers. You're not laughing, are you? I don't know. Some people would say that it's a bit childish. You like it? Yeah. I mean, I did say that we would keep looking at the stars, so... Calming, isn't it? Despite me saying how I feel about the stars, I still like to see them. Oh, no. Don't mind me. I'll just be sitting here on the edge of the bed. Oh. Are you sure? Is it okay if I join? I know it's my bed, but can I? Okay, good. They're not real ones, but since I have them here, that is enough for me to think of these stars as something close to me. The ones out there don't make me feel like this. similar to how I interact with most people. Not many are actually with me. They are so interested in their own idea of me. They don't care at all for my actual self. I feel so lonely. But hey, now that you are here with me, you are humble and shy. You stay out of the spotlight. You help others. You cheer for them. I've seen you. You're like the moon. Yeah. You shine when almost no one is around. Or rather, when you think that no one is looking at you. Your shine is not like the sun. You don't make others go blind. But I do. I'm like the sun. When people look at me, they get so blind because of the false idea that I give, because of the things I can't control. Hey, don't feel bad for me. I was waiting for the right moment to say this, but I know that it's your birthday. The call you had before was because of that, right? Yeah. How did I know? I just did some research. No. Okay. Maybe I did some stalking. I'm sorry. Yeah, I knew that you would never tell. So I went ahead and looked for it myself. Before throwing this party, I asked everyone, "Do you mind if I celebrate someone's birthday in my place?" But they didn't answer. I think they got so excited because of the idea of me throwing a party that they only listened to me saying the words party and my place. That is why I was so worried about you. I wanted you to have fun, but I just couldn't do that. It's still okay. Is this enough for you? Laying in my bed, looking at my glowy star stickers? Is that really enough? It is. Well, I'm glad. Can I stroke your hair? Just turn and face me. It's okay. Darkness makes things less awkward, right? Why am I doing this? I don't know. I want to give you something. Can I? Good. You really are like the moon. Looking at me from the darkness. I've seen you. You try to be discreet, but yeah. No, it's okay. If it's you, then I don't mind. In fact, I like it. You do it in a way that doesn't make me feel uncomfortable. Even in this darkness, the idea of you is enough for me to feel safe. I know that you have a crush on me. No, please, don't move away. It's okay. Hey. The truth is, when I realized it, I actually got happy. It wasn't like when other guys say it. You took your time. You slowly grew that idea. You started with small talks. You listened to me without agreeing with every single thing I said. You were yourself. And with you, I felt like I was being myself. Without facades. And now, I could say that I have a crush on you too. I just didn't know what to do. So celebrating your birthday was the only idea I had to make an excuse to have you near me. Hey, you really are a wonderful person. This is not something that I'm thinking just now. Not something that I feel just because of my loneliness. Why are you pulling away? I was going to kiss your forehead. Am I making you uncomfortable? Then what is it? You don't feel like you deserve me. What do you mean? Please don't do this. Don't do the thing that everyone ends up doing. I'm not a star. I'm not an unreachable thing. I'm not something that you can just look at from afar. I'm here with you, and I want to be with you. So what if you think that you are not worthy? I think you are more than worthy. You feeling not handsome or not interesting is just wrong. You shouldn't. You are amazing, trust me. It's just that the world has made you set some unrealistic standards. You being kind is not you having a debt to pay or anything. You being kind is not you having a debt to pay or anything. It's simply because you are just that good. You help others because you can and you want to. Don't ever think that you should do it because of anything else. I like you. I like you a lot. You are always on my mind, and I'm just like you. I feel awkward. I feel like I'm bad at socializing. So please, if you're going to reject me, I hope that it is not because you feel unworthy or anything. I'll ask you this once, but do you want to kiss me? That was... I like you so much. What will others think if they find out that we are in my room kissing? Who cares? It's just us now. We might not be able to change their view, but we can start by just changing ourselves, trying to improve as people. So, at least for now, don't think about what others might think. Don't think about the party, it's already a failure. Just think about us. Don't think of me as something out of your league. Think of me as the one who wants to be with you because of who you are. Because I think of you as the one that wants to be with me because of what I actually am. While you admire me from afar, I was doing the same. So please, don't be afraid to reach out to me. I was able to reach out for my moon.